Hello, and welcome to another episode of Breaking the Capsule. Here we open the capsule on several health conditions and concerns that may help you gain knowledge to better your well-being. How's it going, Nan?
Not too good today.
Left work.
Yeah. Left work early because I had a migraine and just a massive headache. In our migraine episode I was talking about I had one about 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, this is the second one. Not good. The best feeling in the world. Yeah. Now might be getting old.
Could be. That could be a factor. Not the best feeling in the world. Yeah, true. Although, you know what is a good feeling sometimes?
What?
Squeezing acne.
Oh, that's the best thing. Yeah. Bro, especially if, you know, something come out of it.
Nice and juicy.
Or the popping, you know, that the moment when it pop.
Just about. Oh, yeah. And then you get that feeling of it just all oozing out.
Yeah, I know. Just runny. Like creme brulee.
Creme brulee. With the blowtorch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But then... do you get angry when you try to pop and nothing come out? Like, you know, those, the one that deep inside your skin, it's like you try to do real hard, but nothing come out.
It just goes red.
Yeah. And it's very painful, but you know, like it's, I want to get it out. Doesn't matter what pain it is.
Did you do that a lot through high school?
High school? I don't know. But like, cause I, you know how I have to drive quite long to work. That's the best time to do it while driving.
So just like pull down the mirror and just
don't need mirror. You know where things are. Pop.
Okay.
Just pop and squeeze. That's all you need to
pop
do.
And squeeze.
But then like hard to get tissue in that time as well. But
you just go with it.
Yeah, go with it.
So you just get to work and you've got all this popped pimples.
Yeah,
and you just clean up
on my face. Yeah, not as professional. I'm sure we lost like half an hour listener by now already. But yeah, just go.
So whoever's still on, we can go through a bit of acne, I guess. You want to kick things off?
Yeah, fun episode after 2 weeks of guest interview, which is good experience for us. So what is acne? Acne is a common skin condition, very common. Anyone can get it, young, old, not too young, not too old, middle age, I suppose. So it's like spots or painful bumps on the skin. It can be found on the face, but it can be on the back, shoulder, buttock. And severe acne can cause scarring. So before we go even deeper, let's talk about the skin a little bit. So there is this glands on your skin. It's called sebaceous glands. They are the tiny glands that found near the surface of your skin. They also attach to the hair follicles, which are like small holes in your skin that individual hair grow out of. So sebaceous glands lubricate the hair and the skin to stop it from drying out, which is, you know, very important. They do this by producing oily substance called sebum. Is that how you say it? Or sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, yeah.
Sebum. Sebum. Bum,
bum. So in case of acne, the glands begin to produce a lot of sebum. The excess sebum mixed with dead skin cells and both substances form a plug in the follicles. So sometimes it's the, you know, the juice when you squeeze up. Yeah, the juicy bit. If the plug follicle is close to the surface of the skin, it's bulged outward, creating like a whitehead. Alternatively, the plug follicle can be open to the skin, creating a blackhead. So normally, harmless bacteria that live on the skin can then contaminate and infect the plug follicles and cause like papules, pustules, nodules, and cysts. Which we'll talk about it a bit later on. So acne can be caused by a lot of reason, but you probably hear a lot of things say like teenagers, acne, So they generally triggers by increased level of hormone called testosterone, which occurs during puberty. The sebaceous glands are very sensitive to these hormones. It seems to like increase levels of testosterone cause the gland to produce a lot more sebum than the skin needs. So the next part is there's a lot of myth around about acne. So the first thing is acne is caused by poor diet. It's actually not true. Diet does not generally affect acne, although many people think that chocolate makes the acne worse. Do you think so? Have you been told that?
I've definitely been told that. And I don't know, during uni, I used to sort of correlate if I have chocolate and if it comes up with acne, but it didn't really match up a lot of the times.
Interesting. Some evidence do suggest that dairy product and high GI foods aggravate acne but don't cause it. So if you think certain food make your acne worse, just avoid them. Acne is caused by hormone imbalance. Most people with acne have normal hormone levels, but their skin is more sensitive to the hormones like we mentioned about testosterone before. Acne is only related to hormone imbalance in like small populations. Acne is caused by poor hygiene. It's not true either, but it can, you know, sort of play a part in it. So no amount of washing can make acne better. Washing too much can make it worse. Oily skin is genetic and not because you don't wash enough. All teenagers have acne. 50% of teenagers have acne, and it does matter to a lot of them. No one wants to look in the mirrors and see spot. You know, just lower your self-esteem.
But unless you're driving to work, and then
you
sort of just squeeze them on the way.
That's the me time for me. Don't disturb.
Me time, yeah. Alrighty, so we've debunked a few myths, so let's talk about some truths. So acne can start from the age of 8 years of age and is common. Acne can cause shyness and depression. Oily products and cosmetics can make acne worse. Saunas make acne worse, unfortunately. Some people don't grow out of acne, so can just keep happening for years and years, decades and decades.
Yeah, I am an example. Do you still have acne?
Yeah. Once in a while. It's not as bad, but yeah. Still trying to figure out any triggers.
You get stress when you have acne?
I feel like there's just a constant level of stress with the weddings and stuff.
Fair enough.
But
yeah. I can see it's like that.
And feel it, yeah. Acne can cause permanent scarring when it's severe, and that it can also be controlled with medication, which we'll talk a little bit about later on. So in terms of treatment, using your prescribed treatment every day is one of the best ways to treat acne. So applying creams to all the affected areas, not just the spots. Using water-based or oil-free cosmetics and sunscreens. Using a light moisturizer. And, well, this one might not apply to you, Nyan, but try not to pick and squeeze the spots. Because
nah,
this
no
causes
way.
Scabs.
No way.
Still doing it?
Still doing it. Doing it right now, actually.
Oh. Because this causes scabs that make the skin look worse. So, again, be patient if you can, as most treatment you can take from 6 to 12 weeks to work.
Well, but if you pop it, it's gone in like a second.
Gone. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, let's not encourage that behavior. But at the same time, satisfying.
Yeah.
Very satisfying. So acne can be non-inflammatory. So like your blackhead and whiteheads that Nan was talking about before. Or inflammatory. So subtypes of acne within the two categories include blackheads, which occur when a pore is clogged by a combination of sebum and dead skin cells. The top of the pore stays open despite the rest of it actually being clogged. Whiteheads can also form when a pore gets clogged by sebum and dead skin cells. But unlike the blackheads, the top of the pore closes up and it looks like a small bump protruding from the skin. Papules occur when the walls surrounding your pores break down from the severe inflammation. So this results in hard, clogged pores that are tender to touch, and the skin around these pores is usually pink. Next, you've got pustules. So these can form when the walls around your pores break down, but unlike the papules, the pustules are filled with pus.
Nice. Delicious. Nice.
Those are the ones. Those are the ones.
The juicy one.
The juicy ones, yes. Then you've got nodules. So they occur when the clogged, swollen pores endure further irritation and then they grow larger. So unlike the pustules and papules, the nodules are deeper underneath the skin. So these could be the ones that you were finding frustrating to try and get rid of. And then lastly, you've got cysts, which can develop when pores are clogged by a combination of bacteria, sebum, and dead skin cells. So the clogs occur deep within the skin and are further below the surface than nodules.
Yep. So those are the six types of acne. If you have to rank it in terms of severity, blackhead and whiteheads are the mildest form, which happen quite often. But surprisingly, I don't think I never had a blackhead. Do I? No, not I don't really think so. I have whiteheads, but I don't know. Yeah. I just don't notice it.
A blind one.
Yeah, maybe. And then you got the pustules and papules, which are a bit more moderate type of acne. And then the last one are the nodules and the cysts, which are the more severe case of acne. So in terms of treatment options, there's a lot of treatment options out there for acne. So you got your retinoids, which is a treatment from vitamin A that unblock the pores and prevent new blockage. It can be like swallowing it or topical products. They're the most effective treatment for acne, but avoid it if you're pregnant or breastfeeding or blood donation as well. Antibiotic, they reduce the bacteria that cause acne and reduce inflammations. Antibiotic used to treat acne are effective by their anti-inflammatory actions. Acne is not an infection, that's a myth, and is a chronic condition. Contraceptive pill regulate the hormones level that cause acne in some women and reduce androgen-mediated sebum productions. And then other than that, from medication, you can have like microdermabrasion, like laser therapies might help as well. So like facial, like, do you know, do you see a lot of girls do facials to help with acne?
I heard of it. Haven't seen them, but yeah, I've heard them talk about it.
Been quite expensive though. Like, I think Mallory's went the other day and she's like, yeah, I'm going to do facials until the wedding. And she asked me to come along.
Oh, really?
Nah, too expensive. No money for that. Oh, as in like
you do it as well?
Yeah. I was like, nah, I'd rather save money for cool stuff.
Like
ETFs. And I'll just pop. Yeah, just pop it before wedding. So good.
Pop. Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, well, you can Photoshop it up.
Yeah, true. Good photographer. Alrighty. So mild acne can be treated with the topical products. So if you apply the product to the whole area, it's usually affected by acne, so not just to the single lesions. As initial therapy for mild acne, you've got your over-the-counter topical products like your benzoyl peroxide creams or gels. Just note
that's the Benzac. Yes, if you want to find that product, yeah.
Yeah, and so it comes in three different strengths. Is it 2.5?
Yeah,
2.5%,
5%, and 10%. I think you generally start with 5%, The 2.5 only if you can't tolerate the 5% at first, then you do the 2.5. Yeah.
2.5. Yeah. So just note that those products can actually bleach colored fabrics, so like your towels and pillowcases. So just keep that in mind. If you put it on and then you go to sleep, you might wake up with some bleached fabrics. Topical retinoids can irritate the skin initially, so best to introduce them gradually and apply every second night after washing for the first 2 weeks, then apply every night. Yep. So apply the product again to the whole area usually affected by acne, not just single lesions, and remove the product by washing the face in the morning to reduce any sun sensitivity. And also best to use a low irritant pH balanced soap-free cleanser and choose a cream with dry or sensitive skin and a gel for those with oily skin.
All right. So that's for the mild case, which is, you know, when you start noticing some acne and you just want to find some products. So those are the options for you. But then once you do all that and the acne is still there or you get more severe case, then that's where you go to see the GP or dermatologist, and they will generally prescribe you oral antibiotic, or for female can be the pill. So in terms of the antibiotic, the most common ones are the doxycycline, minocyclines, and erythromycins. Those are the common ones. I was on the doxycycline back then.
Oh, yeah.
For how long did I took it? Probably about a year, year and a half.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's good. Like, the skin was perfect then. But then my gut was very leaky.
Not so perfect.
Not the perfect type. Yeah, but, you know, you win some, you lose some. and then that's antibiotic. So you can be on them long term. In terms of the pill, the most common ones are the anti-androgen one. And the most common one are the one with the ciproheptadine. Ciproheptarone. You can get those pill and can do as a contraception as well. So, you know, you hit two birds with one stone. And then after that, you would go to the oral retinoid, which is what I mentioned above about the vitamin A options. So oral isotretinoin is the treatment of choice for acne that is severe and cystic or scarring. It can also be used when acne is resistant to other treatments like antibiotic or the pill. As I mentioned, if you plan to get pregnant, don't use this because it can cause like harm to the baby inside. So it's pretty much contraindicated. It has a fair bit of side effects. So the common one are the dry lips, dryness elsewhere as well. Quite common is like eyes or mucosal lining of the nose. So like get dry nose as well. Many of these adverse effects diminish during treatment and can cease within weeks of stopping the drugs as well. There's a few others, side effect like sun sensitivity, early flare-up of acne as well, which is, you know, people sounds a bit counterproductive, but that's just what happens. Nose bleed because of the dry nose. You can get like jaw stiffness. Rectal bleeding apparently is one of the not so common side effects. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably just because dry there.
Yeah.
Headache, hair loss. Things like that. So make sure that you have moisturizer, you've got lubricant eye drops, you've got saline nasal spray to help moisturize all that part of the body. Seems quite costly, eh? Like you get one drug and you have to buy like three, four different other stuff.
To like even it out.
Yeah. So that's all the treatment for acne, and just make sure you review it with the GPs and dermatologists every now and then just to make sure that it's doing fine or if need to be swapped to something else. Okay.
I was going to say, have you tried any alternate sort of products? Like, Because like, when I was in high school, my mom put quite a few things on me. Like there was yogurt, toothpaste, aloe vera. Yeah, basically if it was sloppy, try it. I even tried lentils.
Like lentil?
All right. Yeah, like the liquids. So like okay. soak it. And then, yeah, oh my God, tried so many things. And I don't think anything really worked except they just ended up going away on their own.
Did you use cucumber?
Yes, cucumber. Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. That's what my sister
used.
It
was basically like, it's basically like a salad dressing on your face. If you put
just eat off it.
Yeah. Like snacks.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't like cucumbers, because every time I look at cucumber, all I can think of is on someone's face. Yeah, I don't eat cucumber.
There you go. What about zucchini?
I still eat zucchini. I've been eating very healthy. It's like zucchini pasta. So instead of having the normal pasta, zucchini is a pasta. Yeah, yeah. And then you eat with your sauce and stuff. Very healthy.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, look at that. You know, lose weight for the wedding.
Oh, yeah. True.
All right. Very true. Do you have anything else to add on top?
Nah, that's about it. In a capsule.
Yeah, quite lots of image and PTSD already. So I don't think anyone's left to listen to us anymore, but whatever.
A very pus-filled capsule.
Yeah, pus-filled. Just want to pop that capsule.
Pop the capsule.
So if you like this episode, again, give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Follow us on our social medias. And if you have questions, just pop through to our email at contact@breakingthecapsule.com or our social medias. And we will see you guys next week.
See you then. All of the information provided on this podcast is for educational purposes only. If you have any questions, please see your healthcare professional.